today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaam Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'een, the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Thursday, is the 18th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment of today's special by listening to chapter An-Nahl, verse 90.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun.
Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct and giving to relatives, and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse is the universal investiture charter of Islam and the Bill of Rights which Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, used to recite in his sermons during the Friday prayer rituals. And according to Tafsir al-Safi, were there only this single verse to be found in the Quran, we had sufficient grounds to declare that the Quran is explanatory book for everything. The commandments as well as the forbidden matters of this verse have been included in all religions and have never been abrogated.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in. Let's go to the Arba'in of Imam Hussein. Let's perform the Arba'in.
In this episode, again, we're speaking about Arba'in walking. Arba'in walking has a large potential for public diplomacy. In fact, Arba'in walking as a cultural and religious phenomenon is a special opportunity and capacity to exchange meanings and ideas within the framework of the eternal movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. There are certainly other religious gatherings around the world that have a similar public diplomacy potential for their followers, but when it comes to Shia in the Middle East, it is safe to say that such a large gathering is unique, not only among Muslims, but also the global population. The walking journey has a large potential for public diplomacy, both in terms of inner religious dialogue and also for extra-territorial understanding.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'in March and Arba'in Walk in Iraq. Another point in this regard is that, Arba'in reinforces the Shia identity wherever they are. So you can rarely find any Shia community in the world. You can rarely find any Shia community in the world, however remote, geographically remote it might be from the Shia heartland, that is from Iran, Iraq, and this Middle Eastern region, that you cannot find any Shia community or any Shia family or any Shia individual not to know anything about the Day of Arba'in. Everybody knows, every Shia knows it, because this is part of the religio-cultural legacy every Shia receives from generation to generation. Another one is simply that, and another point is that on the Day of Arba'in, the memory of Ashura is being retold and quite fervently. The Day of Arba'in, especially in Karbala, we find that on the Day of Arba'in, people come to shed tears profusely in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and in memory of the calamity that was done and was inflicted on the camp of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now you find that the Day of Arba'in has received its own rituals, prayers, ziyarat texts, and so on. And all of these indications have been because the infallible Imams wanted to change the Day of Arba'in into a kind of practical remembrance and into a kind of practical lesson for people, for Shia believers and for practicing Shias, so that they wouldn't forget the sacrifice, the unique sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam.
What lesson can we take from Arba'in Walk? Love and loyalty. Can anyone tell me of a different event that carries this much love and loyalty towards one person? No one can, because this is the only event in the world. In Arba'in, we witness those who participate in the walk not just from Najaf in Iraq, but take it even a step further and come from further distances while weeping and lamenting for Imam al-Hussein the whole way. Altruism. Most volunteers have left everything behind in participate in Arba'in and serve the pilgrims. They left their families, their jobs, their houses. They left it all. Why? Because to them, Imam al-Hussein and the service to his pilgrims is more important. Today's special in Arbaeen walking that has a large potential for public diplomacy. One of the main goals of public diplomacy is to bring people together to increase intercultural dialogue. If we accept this, then practitioners should definitely follow one of the largest public diplomacy gatherings of today's world, the Arbaeen ceremony in Iraq. In addition to the Shias, the presence of followers of other religions in this unique human assembly has made this walk special and has drawn the attention of religion, of regional and global public opinion to itself.
Examine the benefits of the ziyarah itself, my dear brothers and sisters. When you go on the ziyarah of Arba'een, have you seen the spirit of empathy amongst the people? We human beings, we are rooted in selfishness. And one of our greatest challenges in life is to uproot the selfishness in us, to become selfless, to have the spirit of empathy, helping one another, caring for one another. This is something that you see during the Arba'een walk, where millions of people, they forget about their comfort, and all they want to do is serve the visitors of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. Isn't this an amazing lesson that we need in our everyday lives, my dear brothers and sisters? The root cause of our problems in our families, in our businesses, in our societies is lack of empathy. We cannot picture ourselves in the shoes of other people. We don't empathize with them. And that makes us selfish. This is the root of our problems. Sometimes when you do marriage counseling and you're trying to see where the problem is, I tell you, 90% of the problems that we have in our marriages is because of selfishness, because of lack of empathy. If the husband shows some empathy to the wife, they would not have problems. If the wife shows empathy to the husband, there is no problem. Sometimes all you need is just small acts of sacrifice, small acts of generosity. When your husband, your wife comes back from work, they've had a long day, whether at work, doing house chores, just show them one token of appreciation. One small act of generosity, show them. Whether it's a word, it's a glass of water that you give to them, just to thank them for what they went through. Do you think you'll have problems in the house that day? Even with small acts like that. Those people who have serious marital problems, they reach a point where they no longer appreciate each other's works. Even small acts of generosity like that, they become non-existent in the marriage. And that takes a heavy toll on the marriage. Small acts of sacrifice. Arba'een is about serving others. If I go to the Arba'een walk and the only lesson I learn is to serve others, then I have achieved that goal, my dear brothers and sisters. These are the amazing benefits from this amazing ziyarah.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah. Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.